Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministries, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We do thank you for tuning in. For those of you that's tuned in by internet, we are an interactive Bible study, and if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 347 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you'll be connected. Amen. We would like to hear from you. Again, we are an interactive Bible study. This evening, we are going to be in North Carolina. Amen. Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And we're anxious to hear from our sister who has a word from the Lord. And so we're going to move out of the way, and we're going to let her do what the Lord has placed on her heart. Amen?
Amen.
Sister Cassandra.
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All the way from North Carolina, we do thank you for being a part of this Block Talk ministry this evening, and we're looking forward to what God is going to do with you and through you this evening. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to turn the mic on over to you, and we're going to move on out of the way.
All right. Praise the Lord. First, I just want to thank God for New Beginnings Ministry and for this opportunity to share with my brothers and sisters in Christ tonight on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to open up with prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we just come to you tonight just to tell you thank you, God. Thank you for what you've done for us this far, God. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for giving us the desire to want to study, Lord God. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Lord God, thank you for just being our Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for just being our Jehovah Nisi, Lord God, because you're awesome. You're wonderful, God. And, Lord God, we just lift up our hearts to you, Lord God. We just ask that you just penetrate our hearts, God, that we receive the word on tonight, Lord God. If it's anything in our hearts that will keep us from receiving your word, God, we give it to you right now. We ask for forgiveness for those things, Lord God. We ask that you help us to receive your word, that we may share it with other people. And, Lord God, we invite your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to be present, to be alive, Lord God, in this Bible study, Lord God, that we will worship you and lift you up, Lord God, as we look at the word and we sense and we hear things that we've never heard before out of these scriptures, God, and that we take these things and apply them to our lives. Lord God, we just thank you, we praise you, and we worship you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. All right, tonight the topic is Touch Not My Anointing. And I was reading from 1 Samuel chapter 24. And this topic stood out to me, touch not my anointed, because it's a phrase that is heard so prevalent in the church so often. And on this afternoon, I just want to take the time to journey through the word in the text on 1 Samuel 24 to discover what God's intent was for this phrase, for this passage of scripture.
Yes.
So,
hello.
People, so many people just take it out of context. They, and we really just want to take time to see exactly what God meant for us to say.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, am I on air? Hello.
Yes, you are. You are on the air, and the speaker is talking at this time.
Oh, I heard unmuted. I was the speaker not.
I'm sorry?
Am I able to speak on your show?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. If you'd wait, there'll be a time where you'll be able to speak. Right now we're listening to the teaching.
Oh, because we have a lot of people that listen to your show in our community here in Green Valley. And we wanted to make a community announcement.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, welcome to the lesson, and then the floor will be open where you can share, okay?
But my father works for NAMBLA. It's an association in North America here to pair up young men with the older male mentors, and he wanted to make an announcement about it.
Okay, praise the Lord. I'll give you that time at the end.
All right. Is it going to be very long?
No. Thank you for joining us, though. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. We're going to move right back over to North Carolina with our speaker. I'm sorry for that. We're going to move on, move forward. Amen.
Okay. So before we read 1 Samuel chapter 24 to discover God's intent for this passage, touch.
Hello. This is Nambla. The North American men boiler.
Thank you for muting them. Thank you.
Let me give us some previous chapter information before we begin reading 1 Samuel 24 and what led up to this event. In the previous chapters around 1 Samuel 16, we noticed that David was a shepherd boy and was anointed before God to take Saul's place. And when Saul found this out, he became angry and jealous about David, and he became obsessed with killing David. So he set out to try to do physical harm to David. David was hiding in different places with his group of men that he had gathered together. And when he was hiding from the men, when he was hiding from Saul in the cave, Saul showed up, which is in which is in 1 Samuel 24, and we're going to start at verse 4, and we're going to read down to verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, when everyone have it, say amen.
Amen.
And the men of David said unto him, behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thy enemy into thy hand, and thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the shirt of Saul's robe, the skirt of Saul's robe. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servant with these words, and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for what we're noticing in the story, that David is hiding in the cave, and David has his soldiers with him in the cave. Saul comes in, and when he noticed Saul, he acts out of an emotion. And he cut the corner of Saul's robe.
Mm-hmm.
But then immediately after he cut the corner of Saul's robe, David felt horrible. He got convicted by the Holy Spirit, and he felt horrible. So he remembered what God said about, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm.
Mm-hmm.
And David was convicted. He felt sorrowful, and he confessed it to the men that he was with in the cave, and then he repented for what he had done, and he said he would not harm his God's anointed. And I was just wondering, I just want to know, did anyone take notice in the reading to see the emotions that David displayed by cutting the skirt, the boldness, the humility, the conviction by the Holy Spirit, and admitted to his followers, to his soldiers, that he had made a mistake. He admitted to them that he made a mistake and that he was out of order. And that took courage also to be able to admit to these men and stand up for the right thing. And so many times in the church, we're always told, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And a lot of people think that it's because we're speaking out against things that are not right, that we're out of order for doing that. But this is not what the scripture is saying. The scripture is talking about physically touching them and doing some harm. But David did the right thing because he spoke out. Him and Samuel, they spoke out on what Saul was doing that caused him to lose his kingship.
Mm.
Amen?
Mm.
And what God is saying in the text to us is that we should speak out because it's a righteous judgment, as Paul was saying. You know, God uses all of us to be our brother and sister encourager. Sometimes in Jude 1:24, it says we have to snatch them, you know, violently shake them. So, you know, we have to be used by God. And sometimes we have to expose things to based on what the scriptures say. And we have to stand on what the words say and stand up for what's right in every area of our life. But what the scripture is really saying, what the text is saying to us is touch not my anointed, means to keep your hand off of people physically. Mm. It's not saying do not stand up for what's right, as long as it's in the word. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions so far?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, the next question that I wanted to bring up in the Bible study was, who was God talking about when he was calling his anointed people? What does it mean to be anointed? Can anyone answer that for me? Hello?
Chosen and favored.
Right, right.
The Lord has a purpose, a special purpose for them.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone have any scriptures right off their head that they could relate to this or point out?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I found one. It's like she said, those that are, could you repeat your statement, please?
I said those that are chosen, those who have a special purpose, the ones who have favor.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Right here it says the willing, what I have for the answer is willing and obedient. And I also have Romans 8:14. Could you turn to it with me?
Mm-hmm.
We have it, just say amen.
Okay.
And will someone find it? Could they read it aloud?
Mm-hmm.
8:14.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Romans 8:14.
I have it in the Living Bible.
That's great.
Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
Amen, amen. So in order to be anointed, to be able to hear, you know, you're hearing from God and you're discerning his will for your life, and you are led by the Spirit. You're truly a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
And here we see that David was led by the Spirit because when someone is trying to kill you and you know that person is trying to kill you, the human instinct, the humanistic part of you wants to fight back or to protect yourself, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But God's anointing was all over David, and David was led by the Spirit of God to not retaliate against him and to let vengeance the Lord said vengeance is mine. Okay? Now, also, I would like for us to turn to Psalms 105:15. That's another scripture they're using in Psalms 105:15. When you have it, say amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. we can hear everything. Who are us turning? We can hear everything in the mic.
Okay. All right, when you have it, say amen and read it for me, please. 105 and 15. It says, do not touch my anointed ones or do my prophets no harm. And here it is again. God clearly states to keep your hands off. And he's talking about the he's talking about the people that he's placed in leadership. He's saying do not do them any physical harm. And also, does anyone know the Why were people doing the prophets harm during this time? Why were people so fearful of the prophets during this time? It's open for anyone to answer. They were afraid of judgment. Okay. And they didn't want to give up their ways. Like, they were saying that Saul lost his anointing because God sent him out to take out the Amalekites, correct? And because he feared what the people would say, he disobeyed the voice of God. And God sent him there to destroy all of them, but he kept some of the best sheep and the ox to sacrifice unto the Lord. And he also, when he was looking for David, he seeked a medium. He seeked advice from a medium to try to help find David. Amen?
Amen.
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 Does anyone have anything to say? Okay. So, as we notice in the scripture, God was protecting his prophets, the people that he had placed in leadership that he had anointed. And God's word, and he also
amen.
Oh, man.
It's good. Go ahead.
Yeah. The,
With this scripture, and David knew that Saul was not acting like a man of God, if he was seeking a medium and if he was not following what he was supposed to do. But yet still, David honored God and gave Saul his proffers as far as he knew that Saul was still in that position. So he was respectful of him in the position, even though he was not behaving the way that the Lord would have called him to behave. And I believe the Lord honored that with David and with us, too, when we are willing to be in God's will and to wait.
Amen.
And what I like about this, too, beginning of this chapter, the heading says David saved Saul's life, and like you said, we're not supposed to touch the anointed. Even David was just that close where he could have killed Saul. Here Saul is pursuing him. He was just that close where he could have took his life, but because he obeyed the voice of, he cut that garment. I think that worked both ways. He cut that garment just to let Saul know just how close he was to death, just how close he was. David could have disregarded and snuffed Saul out. So what he did, he cut that little garment there, but he didn't go further than that. Because like you said, he listened to the voice of the little touch. Now, still, even though Saul is going in another direction, he's still... touch not my anointed. Do my let that, like you were saying, vengeance is mine. Let me handle him. And that's what we have to do. not
Amen.
Take it into our own hands. Let God handle whoever's coming up against us.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's coming up against to bring us down or to treat us wrongly. All we have to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Right. And David also, you know, we noticed that the people that David had with him, his soldiers, they were encouraging David to
mm-hmm.
take Saul out.
Mm-hmm.
But David refused to listen to them and try, you know, when they were trying to encourage him to remove Saul. And just like you stated a few minutes ago, David said, this is the job of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about that, a lot of times when we're in the ministry, you know, we're intimidated with others. We're intimidated when others, some people, a lot of people within the ministry, they get
mm-hmm.
intimidated
mm-hmm.
when others challenge them. And they use this scripture about don't touch God's anointed or
mm-hmm.
you're committing blasphemy against the Holy Ghost when you speak against the man of God. But if what that person that has been entrusted to teach me is not matching up with the scriptures, then I'm supposed to say something. We are supposed to speak up
mm-hmm.
and do the right thing. And we're supposed to be praying for that person at the same time. But we're supposed
mm-hmm.
to go to them in private. And then if we can't get an understanding there, we're supposed to take someone back with us, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Go to them again.
Mm-hmm.
Let mm-hmm. them know that what you're doing, what you're saying, and what you're asking us to do is not matching up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not matching up. Mm-hmm. But they beat us. They beat people up sometimes. I see a lot of the new Christians, the new believers that come in, and when they started studying, they want to tell them, "Oh, you just got here. You don't really know how ministry flow, or that's not how ministry go." And sometimes we lose the newcomers. We lose the babes because of things like that. And little do they know, the babes are going home studying. They're excited about it. You know, they're like little babes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when your child comes home. And sometimes you may be tired because you're doing other stuff. But the child, when you come home, that child is excited to see you, has so much to tell you because they're learning so much. But because you're overworked, you don't have time. And sometimes that's what happens. So we as believers and we as older people within the ministry, we have to be very careful that we're paying attention, that we're right, that we're studying this word, rightly dividing it. And that we're listening, because God could bring a word to anybody to us, and we could be really out there in left field or something like that. Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say I like what you said in terms of that listening part, because here, you know, David was listening to God because he knew, you know, that. He regarded Saul as, you know, as the Lord's anointed. And because
Amen.
He was obedient and listening to God, David was rewarded because eventually down through the line, Saul repented because David felt, why are you hunting me? You have no reason to hunt. You have no reason for hunting me down. You have no reason. And in return, Saul, you know, he came to his senses and repentance, and you know, David received his righteousness. So, you know, I like it in terms of listening, you know, listening to God as opposed to making our own judgment or doing what we feel, you know, or we think, but listening to what God is saying. So I like that piece too.
And amen. And I want to piggyback off that as well. You know, and those that were around David was egging him on. And see, thank God that he was listening to the voice of the Lord. And that's what we have to be careful about. You know, because even though we have people, you know, they may love us, they love us and whatnot, they want the best for us, but sometimes we have to stand still. Sometimes because they want so much for you, oh, go ahead, go on, tell that person, go on, you know, because they are upset with you. But we have to listen to the voice of the Lord intently and don't let no outside, if it's not, in the same vein as what the scripture is saying, then we're to stand still.
That's
you know,
right.
because we can't move in ourselves or out of ourselves. We have to move with the flow of the Lord.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
We
amen.
Have to move with his flow.
Mm-hmm. You know, this reminds me of I was reading, because I work with young people, and I'm doing something with youth right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you talk about street cred.
Mm.
According to the street, like if this is according to the world, according to the street, somebody
mm-hmm.
does something to you, no matter how small it is, you have the right to revenge. And not
mm-hmm.
only do you have the right, it is the expectation that
mm-hmm.
you take revenge. And if you don't take revenge, and in the street, you're considered weak.
Well, yeah.
And in reality, in the spirit, it's a stronger person who
mm-hmm.
is willing to stand up against those who are against them, and those that you may have the right to take revenge on, because
mm-hmm.
you're doing the right thing in the Lord. And I like what you said, Sister Edna, that
mm-hmm.
that you have to we have to stay God focused. God
mm-hmm.
focused. And in that
mm-hmm.
way you may be turning away those people that say they love you, that are on your side.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, you know. And you already have the enemies, those who are against you that
mm-hmm.
are not on your side. You're turning away all of these people to be on the side of what's right, and that's
mm-hmm.
what's in God's will, to
Amen.
Be in God's will and have God on your side. Because if God has your back, that's all you need.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And I think somewhere in Proverbs it's talking about the man that keeps his spirit. Is greater than that one that can, and I'm paraphrasing, greater than that one that goes out in his flesh, in his own flesh. But he that keeps his spirit, you know, keep it under control, can take a city.
Mm-hmm.
And I might be paraphrasing it out of context, but that's basically what it means. Because even God says, you could be angry, but don't let your anger, don't let the sun go down on your anger, something to that effect. That means don't, when you get angry, don't get heated in that anger and do something or whatever. If you just hold your peace, God will.
Being slow to anger, you're referring to.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Say
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
amen.
That's Proverbs 16:32.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was saying earlier that we as believers, we have to be good leaders,
mm-hmm.
you know, being someone that is truly anointed. You know, we should be
mm-hmm.
encouraging people
mm-hmm.
to study their word, to help discern what is true and
mm-hmm.
what is not. And we should encourage people to pursue truth no matter what it leads to. And, it also talks about what I was reading up on. It makes me think about when after David became king, you know, Nathan came to him and prophesied to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, about
mm-hmm.
his about him being out of order, and he
mm-hmm.
didn't rebuke Nathan. He received what Nathan had to say. You know.
Mm-hmm.
He received what Nathan had to say. Yeah, so we just have to be mindful, you know, as believers, what are we doing? You know, are we doing what we're supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tap in to what you talk about when you talked about a righteous judgment. You know, if leadership or not, I'm not even gonna say just leadership. Us in the body of Christ.
Amen.
If we're not in that same vein or lining up with the word, then we should be able to go to our brother or our sister
mm-hmm.
in love. And when it comes to leadership, we have to go respectful. And if they have an ear to hear,
mm-hmm.
they will hear what how you're feeling about or what you. You sense, I'm trying to get this correctly, what you sense about a certain issue or whatever. But then them themselves will come and correct you. Like my pastor did that when she was on the line. I forgot what Pastor Dawn was talking about. She was talking about our passion. and not I believe it was our passion and not spirit, not the well, the natural and the spiritual lines up. But I was saying something. But what I'm saying is she corrected me. And she corrected me through the word. And
mm-hmm.
through what was being said. And I received that. But it just goes to show us that whether we're I'm everywhere, whether we're in leadership, when we're just brothers and sisters, we should be able to correct in a righteous judgment. Or maybe that's not right. Correct righteously. Mm-mm.
Right.
In love. Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you so much for explaining it that way, because I kept saying church, and what I should have said is the body of believers instead
mm-hmm.
of just kept saying
mm-hmm.
church earlier.
Or
say the body
mm-hmm.
of believers, because we're supposed to be responsible for each other. We're our brother's keepers.
And we really are. We are
mm-hmm.
our brother's keepers, and we are responsible for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going off to the left and my flip is hanging, I want you to be able to tell me that and share that with me in love.
Yes.
You
yes.
know? But you know, don't pacify me or just give me what I want to hear. Give me what I need to hear to correct myself, to pull my slip up,
mm-hmm.
to pull
mm-hmm.
up my bootstraps.
Right. That's right.
We're not to leave each other to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going off into a tangent with this word here you're bringing to us.
We are. That's what you said. You think we're going off into a tangent?
Into a tangent. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. But from what I was saying earlier, the whole thing that I wanted to point out
mm-hmm.
was God meant for us to sit down and rightly divide. I think that's 2 Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. God meant for us to sit down and rightly divide this word of truth together, come to an agreement, and not just feel like just only one particular person is an anointed person, because one particular person is not just the only person that's anointed, because we all are the beloved sons of God. We've been adopted into sonship,
mm-hmm.
and the New Testament identifies the anointing as all those who receive Jesus into the heart,
mm-hmm.
and they are baptized into the body of Christ. That's coming from 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13. It's not a certain church or a group of people who are supposed
mm-hmm.
to be leaders over the church, like the
mm-hmm.
kings and the prophets. In the Old Testament, the whole body of Christ is anointed.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's laying dormant because some are not engaging as they should, but they are God's chosen vessels. And we all have free will.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Yes.
Amen. I just like to add to what your topic you're talking about, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. This twofold in this scripture that you're talking about. When it says touch not my anointing, don't touch my chosen people. Don't hurt my chosen people. In other
right.
words, don't say negativity against my chosen people because they belong
right.
to me.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't go and offend them because they belong to me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then the second part, it says, touch not my anointing and do no harm to my prophet.
Mm-hmm.
My prophet, don't speak against my prophet because they're my mouthpiece. Those are the
mm-hmm.
people that I've chosen to speak for me. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
we as people and as the body of Christ need to be careful be careful of how you put your mouth on God's people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because they are God's anointed ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the anointed one is doing something wrong, give it to God. It's between
mm-hmm.
God would deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
You go
mm-hmm.
and pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't go at them, but go to God and pray about it and let God handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So so that's what I believe. So when we talk about this script, the topic that you're talking about, keep your mouth off of God's people.
Amen.
That's how I look at it. It's important to keep your mouth over God's people, because they belong to Him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We're moving forward.
Yeah. Amen. So this is a good word. Good word, Sister Cassandra, that you put forth tonight. Good teaching. Good teaching.
Did we lose her?
Did we lose her?
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
I had it on mute and I was... Yes, well, I'm just, all the things that stood out to me in the text, especially about his demeanor, how he just kept himself together. He lost it. You know, he got caught up in those emotions at first when he cut his skirt.
Mm-hmm.
But then he brought himself back together. Mm-hmm. You know, he listened to the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and he regained himself in front of his men. He showed good leadership, and he wasn't even in a king's position yet. He
mm-hmm.
showed courage because he did what was right, and he told the man what he had done that was wrong.
And I like that because he had humility.
He was
and
humble.
Humble, that's the
mm-hmm.
word. And that was so great because there's a lot of times that a lot of us in the body of Christ will do something and we won't come back and say, I'm sorry, or come back and acknowledge
Amen.
that wrong that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you an even greater leader
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
when you could do that.
Mm. Yeah, I just keep, you know, focusing on that listening. David, listening to God,
mm-hmm.
and with Saul, basically he was listening to men. He was listening
right.
to men. That's why he was in the shape that he was in, because
mm-hmm.
he was listening to men and not God. So, you know, I keep focusing, you know, Sister Cassandra had made that comment in terms of listening, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I think that is a key piece in terms of listening. Who are we listening to? Are we listening
mm-hmm.
to man? Or are we listening to God? You know,
mm-hmm.
and this is just a prime example here. You know, David chose to listen to God and chose not to harm Saul
mm-hmm.
because Saul knew, I mean, David knew that God, that Saul was God's, he was his anointed. So he chose
mm-hmm.
not to harm him. And therefore, he was rewarded. Now, here's the flip side, where
mm-hmm.
Saul chose to listen to man, and he almost lost his life.
Mm-hmm.
He almost lost his life.
It's important to listen and do God's will, as opposed to listening to man or just doing what you want and not doing what God is willing you to do. But you do have a choice. And there's consequences for that.
You,
and then you have a good example of that.
Amen.
And you have to
My
listen
fault.
To the... Mm-hmm, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and you have to listen... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
And
go ahead.
I was reading in chapter 16, and then it went on to talk about Saul's life continually went steadily down. It says for David, then it goes on to chapter 20 and chapter 30, and it talks about how Saul... He finally committed suicide in chapter 31.
Mm-hmm. But you know, a lot of those things can be avoided. Like we shouldn't listen to man.
Right.
Those that and I'm talking about because we're all men, you know,
right.
women and men. We're all the species. But what I'm saying is, the Word of God says, "But we that have godly counsel, see." See, we have to make sure we know who we labor with, because we have some Christians that are carnal Christians. Then you have some Christians that are spiritual. So when you, even the voice, when the voice of the Lord is coming to you, that outside counseling, which should be a godly counsel, can be a witness to what God is saying to you. It will, that godly counsel will not deter you from what God is telling you. Or that godly counsel will tell you, oh, no, don't go that way. See, we're not just listening to anybody's voice. But the Word of God said He gives us godly counsels too. I'm just saying that because we're saying, man, don't listen to man. Yeah, but we have to, you know, acknowledge which man we're listening to. Is it the carnal man?
Amen.
Or is it the spiritual man?
That's right.
And that spiritual man should be lining up with your spiritual man. While those that are around David saying, yeah, 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 cut his neck off. You know, I'm just saying that. Yeah,
right.
Kill him, kill him, kill him. They're saying that. Obviously, they were in their flesh. Thank God David was in his spirit, in the spirit. But if there was one in that circle of people, the circle of men that were around him, someone would have stood up and said, nah, don't go that way. That's the godly counsel. If I'm making myself clear. I'm just saying, you know, when we say just man, you know, which man? What voice? Because I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna be transparent right now. When I go off to the left, or when I'm thinking wrong, Elder John and Pastor Rose pull me back in, and I thank God for their godly counsel because it always lines up with the Word. You know, and I'm being transparent because, you know, we need to have those type of folk around us to pull us back, to encourage us, to build us up, you know. Ah.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Hold on 1 minute. Is the doctor in there?
Go ahead. You're on. So,
you're on.
Someone want to make a comment? So you can go ahead. Your mics are open.
I found that scripture, what I was talking about with righteous judging. It's in John 7:24. Can I share it?
Amen.
Okay, it says, stop judging by mere appearance. I'm reading in the Life Application Bible, the study Bible. It says, stop judging by mere appearance and make righteous judgment. At that point, some of the people in Jerusalem began to ask, isn't it this, the man that they are trying to kill? He is speaking publicly, and they are not saying a word to him. Have the authorities really conclude that he is the Christ? But we know where this man is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. Then Jesus, still teaching in the temple courts, cried out, yes, you know me, and you know where I'm from. I am not here on my own, but he who sent me is true. You do not know him, but I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me. At this time, they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him because his time had not yet come. Still, many in the crowd put their faith in him. They said, when the Christ comes, will he do more miraculous signs and things? And what they're talking about here, they're talking about Jesus was teaching, and they were accusing him of blasphemy. They weren't recognizing for him who he say he was, because they didn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's talking about how they were trying to on the Sabbath, they were trying to judge him, and they were trying to hold him for something that he wasn't doing, and he was doing his Father's will.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing exactly what God sent him to do, and there it is. They're trying to judge him for that.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to kill him right then.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got to be real careful, and we gotta be very careful with when we're want to challenge people and say that people are not anointed and things of that
mm-hmm.
nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We have to be careful. We don't become judges. You allow God to take on that position. That's his position, his authority. Otherwise, you can be mistaken as to who is anointed, who is not. If you look by the fruit that a person the tree bears, and then the determination as there's an apple tree or a peach tree or whatever the case might be. But be careful as far as being judgmental of people. You can make a difference in a person's life, whether
mm-hmm.
they're going to be saved or not, whether they even take their own life or not. Maintaining a speaking life, you have to maintain that as spreading the gospel. That has to be a primary focus. And that's doing God's will and listening to what God is directing us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And the Bible ultimately speaks of love of God and love of one another as Christian brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep that in mind.
Amen. So funny. That is good. Oh my God. I just got on. I'm running a little late, but I heard what I needed to hear.
Praise God.
I've been put back in a situation, and I had to accept it. And I also usually I don't speak out. And as Sister Laura said, there's a time to speak, and there's a time not to. And I spoke out. And I don't know if it put me in a good place or a bad place, but I'm praying on that. I'm not known for holding my tongue, but sometimes when I feel that it's going to bother many people, I just step back. And what I'm saying is when you're dealing with, as the other sister said, I'm sorry, I don't know your name, about the carnal word and the
mm-hmm.
word from
Prophetess Haman.
Mm-hmm. And the word from someone that is of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to call this woman sister. In fact, her husband was a minister in my church at one point, and when I called her sister, I mean, I never knew her any other way until I worked with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that different hat that you put on when you're at the church and that hat when you're at work,
mm-hmm.
I can't even bring myself to call her sister no more.
Mm-hmm.
But I pray for her. I pray for her husband. I pray
Amen.
For family. I pray for everybody.
Amen.
I'm like Tiny Tim all over the place, and I try to
mm-hmm.
help. And then when I watch, when people want to bring you down,
mm-hmm.
I say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he's there because I'm watching every single person
mm-hmm.
in this whole cycle that I've been through get done to them what they had planned on doing to me. And I didn't say a word. But sometimes it works. Keep quiet. Let Jesus do his work. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I know
for me, I know in this journey, in this walk of Christ from a babe to where I'm at now, you know, I'm learning to always ask God, every day I ask God for wisdom, his wisdom. Because every battle, we don't need to fight every battle. You know, we have to choose
That's
our
right.
battles because
Amen.
Some things ain't even worth it. You know, so we let it go. And sometimes we have to speak up. But when you do speak up, we have to ask God, give us the words to say, Lord. Give me the wisdom and how to even approach
Amen.
What I need to say, you know. And we'll find, and even going beyond that, I will say, Lord, deal with me, but yet deal with them as well. Open up their heart and their ears as well. So when we do come together and we have to, if there's an issue or anything, if we have to talk it, speak it out, you know, have a conversation, it won't be an abrupt conversation. But the Spirit
Amen.
Of God being rest ruling
Amen.
By therein.
That's right. Amen.
And even if that person act crazy, long as I don't act crazy. Praise the Lord.
Help me, Jesus. Amen.
Ooh. Lord,
Amen.
A lot. Lord, Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the word.
Praise God.
Yes. Yeah. Well, sister, thank you for that testimony also. Thank you for that testimony. That's what we're
Amen.
Here
yes.
for. We're here to encourage each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
We're here to encourage each other. Amen. Sister Cassandra?
Yes, I'm here.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Cassandra, would you take a minute and pray for my sister that just gave that testimony?
Yes. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we just ask in your son Jesus' name that you strengthen our sister, Lord God. Lord
Amen.
God, help her everywhere that she needs your help, Lord God. Encourage her in your word, Lord God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that she will be the woman that you have created her to be, Lord God, praying and interceding for others, Lord God, and
yes.
walking and doing the things that you have called her to do, Father. Lord, we just ask for your prime, for your angels of mercy just to camp around her everywhere she go, Lord God, that she will represent each fruit of the Spirit, Lord God, that you have placed in her life. And Lord God, we just thank you for hearing this prayer. We thank you for covering her with your precious blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
To God be the glory.
We're looking at the hour. We're looking at the hour, and we're closing. We're getting toward the 8 o'clock hour, so we're going to start winding down, which we hate. You know, which I hate. Any time that you know the word is shared, I just get excited because you know that's really what it's all about. It's all about the body of Christ coming together. You know, and just sharing gifts. Each one of us have a different gift. Sharing gifts,
Amen.
And those gifts remind each other part of the body, you know, that you're just as valuable. The body.
Mm-hmm.
You're just as valuable to the body of Christ. So we do thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Those of you tuning in by internet, we invite you back again next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We'll be here, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. This evening, we just heard from Sister Cassandra Hicks from the Bread of Life Church, Rocky Mount, North Carolina, who brought a challenge, to our lives. Touch not my anointed.
Amen.
Touch not my anointed. And we do thank her, you know, for allowing the Lord to place that on her heart. Sister Cassandra, again, we do thank you for sharing. We thank each and every one of you. There are so many on the line. I can't thank each and every one of you, but we do thank you for being a part of this blog radio, being a part of the ministry. Amen. If there's a time that we need each other, it's now. Amen. It's about his kingdom. It's about you. It's about kingdom building. It's not about individual building, but it's about kingdom building. And we do thank you for being the kingdom. Father God, we thank you for our sister in North Carolina. We pray that you continue to manifest your word in her. Continue to use her as a vessel, Heavenly Father, not only in Rocky Mount, Heavenly Father, but wherever she goes. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would saturate that household, Heavenly Father, with your spirit. And then, Father, we ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that as she continues to move forward, that others will see her, knowing that there's an anointing on her, and they will know, Heavenly Father, that she belongs to you. We thank you for all those that tune in this evening, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being on one accord. We know, Heavenly Father, that together, Heavenly Father, we can do things, we can do miraculous things together. We ask that you would just keep us all in one accord, and we'll be sure to give you the praise. We're looking forward to you on next Wednesday. We're looking forward to you. Amen. So please tune in next Wednesday at 7:05. My sister is that's Elder. You want to make a short comment about your for next week, or are you going to take a bow? Amen. Giving you a brief moment to share.
No, I don't have nothing yet. I don't have nothing yet, but just be prepared because the word is coming forth, and it's going to be a life-changing word. So that's all I have to say. Just be ready.
That's the lesson.
Hallelujah.
We'll be in Atlanta next week, and we'd like to invite you to come along with us. Amen. We just spread the word of God, and we just make a joyful noise in the word of God with each other. Amen. I know that I get excited each and every time that we come together. All of you are valuable to the kingdom. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Every day is a new season.
Amen.
Amen. no, no.